Hello, everyone. We are continuing. Today is the 30th of January, and we are working on a new section. I stopped a little early last time after about 33 or 34 minutes because we were beginning an entirely new section, which is probably going to go on for quite a while. So I thought it might be best to have a very coherent start. This is called From the Rays and Initiations, starting on page 530. Better get that straight. The meaning of the initiatory process. So, before proceeding with our next point concerning the fusion of the master's consciousness with that of his disciple, you know, where by means of which the consciousness of the disciple becomes an, what do they call it, outpost of the master's consciousness, I would like to refer to the significance of the word I earlier emphasized, the initiatory process, not just an event as we are so likely to think of it. I have dealt at length with the theme of initiation in many of my books, and I do hope somehow to capture the compilations we have on those and to go over them, especially the first five initiations. Some, of course, will be done in context of this book, and I will leave it in the context of the rays and initiations, but there are many, many things to be thought about together as we look at the compilation, some of which are 100 pages long and more. I have dealt at length with the theme of initiation in many of my books and have endeavored to present the subject in such a manner that it becomes apparent that it fits into the evolutionary process as a normal and inevitable procedure. We are told that some human beings will not go through go through the forcing process of initiation, which is now possible. Maybe the entire human race will be raised through what are the equivalent of the initiations, but at least that process whereby the individual seizes the opportunity and forges ahead with his or her group will not necessarily be the way that all people travel, though they will achieve the type of consciousness eventually, which the bolder types achieve more rapidly, bolder and more disciplined, you might say. Okay. Initiation has been so frequently presented as being a ceremony that I felt it necessary to offset strenuously that erroneous significance. Of course, you know, ceremonies do exist, and Master DK has described a number of them in Initiation, Human and Solar. And I think what I'll, there's always a trouble here when you try to do the name of that book, because it wants to reverse it and make it the word his, you know. Well, let's see what we have. Initiation, Human and Solar, and we'll call it IHS. Okay. If, however, you are to comprehend that which I have to say, you will have to call in what measures of enlightened understanding you may possess. So he counsels us it's not the ordinary way of understanding if we want to understand what he is now about to present. Initiation is only a ceremony insofar as there comes a climaxing point in the initiatory process in which the disciple's consciousness becomes dramatically aware of the personnel of the hierarchy and of his own position in relation to it. The disciple's consciousness becomes dramatically aware of the personnel of the hierarchy and his own position in relation to it. And that's after a long period. As always, we have this issue of getting the bracket back. Okay. Whoop. That's not it. All right. This is, let us say, after a long period of preparation. And it's more to, it has to do with a great release of energy that is in the rod wielded by the initiator, but the preparation must be very thorough and painstaking, and it's, as DK has said somewhere, it's not because we're a good person that suddenly we're going to be hauled into a ceremony of initiation. This realization he symbolizes to himself successively and on an increasingly large scale as a great rhythmic ceremonial of progressive revelation in which he, as the candidate, is the center of the hierarchical stage. I think the really important words here, let's call it here, this realization he symbolizes to himself. I think there we have something that has to do with the internal mechanism of consciousness. The contacts are real, but the drama seems to come from our own picture-making dramatic ability. And it is of the nature of a symbolic presentation, and it grows ever greater on an increasingly large scale as the contacts increase. So this realization he symbolizes to himself successively and on an increasingly large scale, even though the ceremonial aspect of initiation may be somewhat reduced, perhaps as we rise into the higher initiations. And he, the candidate, is the center of the hierarchical stage, we would say, and all this when he is astrologically ready for that accolade or that reception of energy. This is definitely so from the ceremonial angle in the first two initiations and in relation to the Christ as the initiator. So the self symbolization applies more to the first two initiations in which the Christ is the initiator. After the third initiation, it says after the third, but it kind of skips the third in terms of what it's discussing. The third initiation is not mentioned in terms of its symbology, but rather those after the third. Okay. Symbology. Oh, symbiology. I don't think so. Symbiology. No. Let's just call it symbology. So after the third, the ceremonial angle lessens in his consciousness because the higher initiations are not registered by the mind, and by this he means the higher initiations, let's just say beyond the third initiation, are not registered by the mind with its ability to reduce realization into symbolic form. So the formal aspects decrease. Formal aspects decrease after the third initiation, and thus transmitted to the brain, but they reach the brain and are registered via the antikarana. But not in customary forms. The result of the experience of expansion are now definitely of such a nature that they cannot be reduced to symbols or symbolic happenings. And this is another one of those really important sentences. There are deepenings, there are expansions, but they're not going to be represented or self-represented to ourselves in the usual concrete symbolic forms. They are formless and remain in the higher consciousness. They occur or within the cosmic ethers. Okay. And that's really something to think about because, you know, there have been so many kind of dramatic and even glamorous representations of initiation, which have a very, very strong formal aspect. And so if those representations supposedly of still higher initiations continue with the formal aspect, we'll know that they are erroneous. Not registered by the mind. And the mind has an ability, okay, and we'll just say the mind has an ability to reduce realization into symbolic form. That's to say, yet realization on the atmic plane there is. Okay. It will be transmitted to the brain, and they are registered via the antikarana. So what we're learning here, the antikarana is an important instrument in the initiation process. So the results of the experience of expansion are now definitely of such a nature that they cannot be reduced to symbols or to symbolic happenings. I suppose you recognize, you know, my approach here, that what I'm doing as I go through these words is to ponder on them with you. You know, I stop, I think, I try to bring forward some thought which will be useful to us both. So it's, you know, pondering on Master DK's words together. I'm not saying, not here saying, that the teachings given in the past by various occult groups or in my book, Initiation, Human and Solar, are not correct, excuse me, or that they do not recount accurately what the candidate believes has taken place. There we go. You know, so this is, he believes because he is in the process of self symbolization. The point I seek to make is that the ceremonial aspect is due to the thought form making capacity of the disciple. Important. And, which is of major importance, constitutes his contribution to the future externalization of the initiatory process in its earlier stages. So how is this a contribution? I suppose if enough people verify, if enough disciples verify such inner happenings, the nature of these happenings will be more widely understood. And the process established as a reasonable expectation. when an adequate number of disciples will have succeeded in relating the spiritual triad to the soul-infused personality. See, that's what we've been talking about all the time. Not just to the personality, but to the love infused, to the inclusive, radiating, radiant, soul-infused personality, and have occultly precipitated the energies of the monad through the medium of the Antikorana, then the first and second initiations can be ceremoniously enacted on the earth. Okay, so this is the nature of the contribution of the disciple who symbolizes the events of the first and second initiation. I don't remember reading this before, because we all expect that the Christ will be the one, will be the initiator for the first and second initiations, and that his offering of these initiations will be an external event. But now we see what it is that the gathering number of initiates must do. When an adequate number of disciples have succeeded in relating the spiritual triad to the soul-infused personality and have occultly precipitated the energies of the monads through the medium of the Antikorana, then the first and second initiations can be ceremoniously enacted on the earth. And you know what this means, of course. These disciples will be higher initiates. Because what is here described sounds more like the processes of the third degree. Let's see. TDG and beyond. Okay, maybe TDDG. Yes, third degree and beyond, 2Ds. So we have to work on the curriculum of the will, the curriculum which allows us to actually see broadly in a planetary sense and precipitate that greater vision, that greater love, that greater will into our soul-infused personality, into our individuality, and then we are preparing the way for the outer enactment of the first 2 degrees. Obviously, let's just say, okay, OBL, OBLV, OBV. Okay, obviously. So let's get that straightened out. OBVL. Okay, that's what it is. OBVL. Obviously, we have to, let me get it straight. OBVL. Obviously, we have to be initiates of the first 2 degrees, minimally, to begin this higher work, which will pave the way for the up and coming candidates for the external presentation of the first 2 initiations. If we are now initiates of the first or second degree, we realize that we have not taken these initiations in external form. We have self-symbolized them to ourselves. And maybe the self-symbolization works under a certain law. Let's see. Let's ask ourselves that. Does the, maybe it should be, you know, soul. Well, I'll put little self. Self-symbolization work under a certain law whereby the dramatic inner picturing will be a faithful representation of that which will occur outwardly when the Christ offers these two initiations externally. Anyway, during the Aquarian Age, I'm sure that some of us, we'll either be candidates in such an outer presentation, or we'll be somehow attending this kind of initiatory offering. And in a way, the Masonic Lodge would be a perfect place for that to happen. But let us see the mode that the Christ has in mind. It's probably hundreds of years from now. When you think about it, you know, he made such a tremendous impact in just 3 years of a visible ministry when he was overshadowing the Master Jesus, or, well, the initiate Jesus, or taking possession of his vehicle. And one can only imagine what it will be like when something like 2,000 years of visibility will be offered to those members of humanity who can recognize who he is. Every eye may see him, yes, but will every eye recognize who he is? That's another question. The higher initiations cannot be thus presented, but will be enacted on the mental plane through the medium of symbols and not through the detail of ceremonious happenings. Well, and yet, you know, outwardly, let us say, in Masonry now, they are outwardly symbolized, which, so it shows that there is a difference between the more formal present Masonic presentations and the real type of inner symbolization. Now, how far does this go? This symbolic representation will hold good for the third, fourth, and fifth initiations. Okay. And these are the initiations. These are the initiations which Sanat Kumara, at which Sanat Kumara officiates as the one initiator. So there still is, you know, an enactment on the mental plane, and it's, you know, does this contradict what we've just read? The main point here is that the third, fourth, and fifth initiations cannot be outwardly presented. It seems that some, maybe we should call it this with a capital S, self-symbolization is involved. But he did seem to say earlier that beyond the third degree, there would not be formal symbolization. The results of the experience of expansion are now definitely of such a nature that they cannot be reduced to symbols or symbolic happenings. So does he mean here beyond the fifth? That's something that we want to ask ourselves. Does DK mean those which are beyond the fifth initiation? Because later he seems to point to a process of self-symbolization for the third initiation, fourth initiation, and fifth initiation. It says they are formless and remain in the higher consciousness. So which does he mean when he talks about the higher initiations? After the third initiation, the ceremonial angle lessens, but is it entirely eliminated? That's the question. The word lessens seems to suggest a reduction, but not necessarily an entire elimination. Lessons in his consciousness, because the higher initiations are not registered by the mind with its ability to reduce realization into symbolic form, thus transmitted to the brain, but they reach the brain and are there registered via the antikarana. How high are we going here? Because he seems to be saying, you know, this is something we have to work out. He seems to be saying here that there is a presentation on the mental plane, and obviously we mean the higher mental plane. That's one for the abbreviations. Haste makes waste. The higher mental plane. Through the medium of symbols and not the details of ceremonious happenings. So here we seem to say that there are symbolic presentations for the third initiation, the fourth initiation, and the fifth initiation, and earlier that the symbolism is not capable of representing the realization of which, the fourth initiation or fifth initiation? Okay, there's a little ambiguity here. You know, I could say, well, let's wait until we go through these things, but at least let's notice the apparent discrepancy. The symbolic representation, and let's just say, but not the ceremonious. Okay, and I'm going to make that a REPN, and that's going to be representation. The symbolic but not the ceremonious representation will hold, apparently, for the three initiations over which Sanat Kumara presides. Okay, so you understand how we're detecting here an apparent discrepancy in what is said, but it seems to be some self-symbolization is involved here, but not ceremonious self-symbolization. After these five great expansions of consciousness, great expansions have taken place, the initiations will no longer be registered as factual ceremonials on earth or as symbolic visualizations on the mental plane. Now, we must realize at present, even the first and the second initiation are represented as symbolic, as self ceremonializations with symbolic content. Later, the first two initiations will be more frequently, who's to say whether always, ceremoniously offered outwardly. You know, you see how carefully we have to read Master DK. It's so possible to just rush over some sentences and then not be clear or not be aware of places where we have some thinking to do if we're going to clarify what's going on. The symbolic representation will hold good for the third, fourth, and fifth initiations after these five great initiations have taken place. The initiation will no longer be registered as factual ceremonials on earth, one and two, right? One and two. or as symbolic visualizations on the mental plane. 3, 4, 5. It is hard to find a word or a phrase which can express what occurs. The nearest I can approach to the truth is the existence of illumination through revelation. So these are indeed the higher initiations. You will note in connection that the fifth initiation is called revelation. So already at the fifth, this higher type of initiation and its description is occurring. You therefore have a sequence of consequences or of results of spiritual attainment, which are as follows. Factual ceremonials based on externalization, but not yet. Presently, there is still much self-ceremonialization and self-symbolization. Symbolization. The birth, the baptism, okay, these will be outwardly represented. Symbolic representation based on spiritual visualization, I think the outer concrete mind is not sufficient to carry this. And these are the transfiguration, the renunciation, and the revelation. Now, what did he say earlier about the reduction? Let's see if we can find that. That's the trouble when you do forms within forms, as he warns the second-ray type against. Higher initiations are not registered. The ceremonial angle lessens. So let's just say when we come down here, he tells us that the ceremonial angle, quote, lessens, but is it entirely abrogated, done away with? At least probably the, well, we're still told for some of these initiations, the presence, the position of some of the participants, officiants of the initiation. So there is perhaps some ceremonial angle, but maybe the movement and the various individual acts and so forth, those acts of a ceremonial nature, these are reduced. And self-representation, symbolic representation based on spiritual visualization, when he uses a word like spiritual, wonder if he is speaking of cities or capacities of the spiritual triad. Although still, you know, because the transfiguration may occur still within the causal body, but by the time we deal with the renunciation and the revelation, the causal body is gone. When we deal with the renunciation, at least later in the process, and certainly when we deal with the revelation, the causal body has been destroyed. So the spiritual visualization has to be a triadal capacity. Interesting. I think there's another one of those VIS, and we'll just call it, I'll tell you what, the English American way of spelling it was Z, visualization. We can do it that way. All right, so we're trying to eliminate any ambiguities that are in our mind. A few of them are still in mind. And then the final description of what transpires when the candidate is no longer a human being. They are no longer men, as are the masters, he says of the Chohans. They are no longer men, as are the masters, we are told. And one of the rules, is it rule 6 or rule 7 for initiates and disciples and initiates? Illumination through revelation. And let's just say that the more crude approach of symbolization is not used. All this is simply an energy event which brings realization. Something is revealed. Something is revealed of an energy nature and is not reduced to concrete form. So we're going very high here, you know. The decision, the resurrection through which Christ is now passing, to give us an idea of how high that really is, and the transition which is beyond him, and then the refusal still beyond him. So this particular phrase is something we really want to have in mind as characteristic of the final initiations in this series that pertain to the human being, illumination through revelation. And up here, symbolic representation based on spiritual visualization. And, okay, want to make that bigger, you know, so it really stands out. And then the earlier part is factual ceremonies based on externalization, but there's still much self-ceremonialization and self-symbolization, but maybe not coming from what is called immediately below spiritual visualization. And I, you know, in the English, UK type of English, then we have something where visualization is spelled differently. We just have to deal with that. So I will also do that, V-I-S, and we'll use the UK spelling. I have quite a, well, let's see, maybe it's station. Okay, let's see how he spells it here. Yeah, he spells it with an S. So the ambiguous area is that these ceremonies for the first and second are not yet outwardly factual and are still inwardly presented to ourselves because of the ability of our mind to create concrete symbols which represent energy events. The realization he symbolizes to himself, and I suppose, let us say, because the symbolization is relatively concrete, probably Okay, PRB, probably the concrete mind is involved. So it's all seen as a rhythmic ceremonial of progressive revelation in which he is the center of the hierarchical stage. And that is, realistically quite a concrete self-presentation. Okay. And let's say this is a very concrete self-presentation, and let's do it that way. So we'll call it a PRESN, and this is going to be a presentation. More concrete than later, PRESN. Right. So definitely so, and what he's basically saying, more so than with the third initiation, and progressively less when we consider the fourth initiation and the fifth initiation. So, reading carefully, we see that there are overlaps here. It's not sort of a cut and dried presentation where you have, precisely this for the certain initiations, precisely that for the succeeding ones. There seems to be a fading in and a fading out, where the method that follows begins to come in as we're ready for the transition. But of course, we have to pass through these things and one day be true observers of the process, not just the self-symbolizing participant, but the true observer when it's happening outwardly. And of course, we have to remember, this is something that I want to say, it is possible to, as it were, attend the initiation of others, perhaps at a high stage. I mean, if earlier initiates can attend, why cannot higher initiates assist at higher initiations? Well, a close study of the book Initiation, Human and Solar will certainly give us what we need, and then we can combine it with this information. There will be many unresolved questions in our mind, and that is natural given where we stand, but we can hold these questions in a state of irresolution, and resolution will come. So it will be obvious that these three attempts to define the process of initiation present only the outer form aspect of each initiation. Let me read that again. That these three attempts to define the process of initiation present only the outer form aspects. Each initiation has three aspects. Well, it seems like something's missing. Like maybe something like that. Each initiation has three aspects. This has all else in nature, for initiation is a natural process, even though at first not attempted by all. Some go along with the what's called gradual elevation of the race. So the old present only the outer form aspects, and basically he's telling us that the events in consciousness are very important, and here he has not been presenting them or discussing them. He does some of that in Initiation, Human and Solar. There is first its form aspect, then its soul or consciousness aspect, and finally its life aspect. So we can't do it all at once. But, you know, we oftentimes begin when we study symbolism from the outer side, and then we learn more about the interior nature of the symbol, and here we're going to learn as we go more about the interior nature of the process, which of course is the most important part, because, you know, we're dealing with changes of consciousness here, however they may come, and in the augmentation of the presence of the life energy, which makes us more and more living beings. Involved in the what DK calls it, initiate into the state of being. The form aspect culminates experience and presents the disciples' comprehension of the initiatory process. The consciousness aspect indicates in a mysterious manner the rate of expansion as the disciple has undergone the process, and the life aspect permits of extraplanetary contact, okay, beyond the earth really, thus indicating the possible future and the eventual process of identification, possible future when on the way of higher evolution we go as monads to as monads, okay, we gotta have the plural there, MDS, we go as monads to various other planets for training before leaving the cosmic physical plane and, well, I'll put it poetically, heading for the stars, the constellations. So this has to be noted. The form aspect culminates experience and presents the disciples' comprehension of the initiatory process. And that's very interesting. The self-symbolization reflects the disciples' understanding of the process. I suppose, is it possible that self-symbolization will be different for different disciples? Well, earlier I had said that there has to be some degree of accuracy in this self-symbolization, and it probably has to be quite close to what will occur on the outer planes, at least for the first and second initiation. The consciousness aspect indicates in a mysterious manner the rate of expansion as the disciple has undergone the process. So maybe here we have the indications of what the initiatory history of the individual has been, how he has seized opportunity, and how rapidly the consciousness has expanded. And the life aspect permits of extraplanetary contact, thus indicating the possible future. So all of these are operative in the initiatory process, but the formal aspects tend to be the ones, because they are maybe easier to understand, that are more frequently discussed. The possible future and the eventual processes of identification, and let's put it like this, on the way of higher evolution, the monad onward moves in life, because the monad is the life aspect, and we have no language for this onward moving. But it's not just, this is not just the expansion of consciousness as usually considered. Okay, it might be added that the factual ceremonial admits the disciple into full fellowship with the hierarchy, and apparently this must be the case, whether the ceremony is outwardly performed or inwardly self-symbolized, and that the symbolic representation indicates to the disciple the way into Shambhala. Now, this is for the third initiation, the fourth initiation, and the fifth initiation. And that illumined revelation presents to the initiate the bridge between our cosmic physical plane and the inner subjective cosmic worlds, beginning with the cosmic astral plane. And there is one of the ones we have to have, CAP, cosmic astral plane. Okay. So 6, 7, 8, 9 bring us finally to the cosmic astral plane, where we no longer return unless later, like the solar angels, for purposes of service on the cosmic physical plane. But we refused at that time to go back because we're on our way, on the way of higher evolution for the kind of instruction we need relative to the path we are pursuing. So this is all very good. And somehow I want to emphasize it, at least in yellow. The might be added that the factual ceremonial admits the disciple into full fellowship with the hierarchy. Let's just say there is the recognition of the hierarchical players, if you will. Okay. I'm going to do it again here. Recog. Call that recognition. Recognition. And then the symbolic representation of the third, fourth, and fifth initiations with Sanat Kumara presiding indicates the way into Shambhala, because after the fifth initiation, and for some, maybe first ray masters occasionally, at the fifth degree, entry into Shambhala becomes possible for the monad at the sixth, for the conscious monad at the sixth, the returning monad and extension re-becomes the full monad in full awareness, and that the illumined revelation presents to the initiate the bridge between our cosmic physical plane and inner subjective world. So already, with the number six operative, that number six is related to the astral plane and related to the cosmic astral plane, and that's the sixth initiation, beginning there, 6, 7, 8, 9, will make the bridge. Already, you know, the Christ and the Buddha are relating to the cosmic astral plane, although they have, and maybe at the eighth initiation, there's a transition where one can not only receive those energies, but go there. And with the ninth initiation, one not only goes there, but one temporarily at least refuses to come back. This entrance to the bridge, and I'm speaking in symbols, reveals the existence of the cosmic Antikarana created by the Lord of the world and his group of executives. So there must be a relation between this cosmic Antikarana and the way of higher evolution, because these sixth, seventh, and eighth, ninth initiations certainly are opening the door to the way of higher evolution, since one begins to tread that way even at the sixth initiation, following the decision. So there are all these Antikaranas, and ultimately they lead entirely back to the one and only point in any particular universe, which is the presence, consciousness, being of the universal logos, which is an extension of the ray of the absolute into objectivity and into the great limitation that any universe is. This information concerning the initiatory process is coordinating in its nature, meaning it helps us bring together certain areas of understanding, and is of service to you only in this connection. Obviously, we're nowhere near being able to consider these things as practical possibilities in our immediately impending growth. It demonstrates the underlying solar synthesis, which was the fundamental platform I gave out in a treatise on cosmic fire. But now we see how certain beings actually participate in this platform. Beyond that implication, the information is of no use to you. It enables you, however, to begin to develop the esoteric sense of synthesis of this information. It's good, you know, that DK stratifies the practicality of the information he gives us. Some is immediately practically useful, and other types of information simply help us develop TV. Develop faculties that we will need later. develop faculties which will be far more useful later. This is very expanded material. These three grades of appreciation or of comprehension of the initiatory process are hinted at in the Masonic work. The ceremonial aspect can be related to the degrees of entered apprentice and fellow craft, and here's a spelling mistake in the CD-ROM, plus certain little practice degrees, as for instance the Mark Mason leading to the third, you know, symbolizing the third degree, and one or two others. These are expansions of the implied teaching. The initiations covered by the term symbolic representation find their first hint in the sublime third degree, that of the Master Mason, which includes events from the fourth initiation and fifth initiation in the Holy Royal Arch, and in one or two of the succeeding degrees. The higher degrees of the Scottish Rite constitute a vague and nebulous attempt to hold before the Masons of the world those expansions of consciousness and of growth into the light which are experienced in the remaining higher initiations, subject to the process of illumination through revelation. This is very good. I've, you know, personally been into the Scottish Rite, and those later degrees are written probably by the Albert Pike, general of the Civil War, are indeed profound and expansive and demanding for those who participate in them. Illumination through revelation. So it's good to know that we have something given to humanity and practiced by humanity, which suggests these higher and real initiatory possibilities, even though the possibilities do not yet exist fully for us. I think we are reaching the point here when we can say that this is the end of Raised and Initiation webinar commentary number 53. And our date today is the 30th of January. And our page numbers, that's where I always go astray. Up to 533, and where did we begin? 529, was that it? Somewhere up here. Sorry always for this inevitable search, you know, where I lose myself and take your time. So, here we go. 530 to 533. Okay, that's what we've done in this little discussion. And we have expanded upon it, too. So, 530 and 533. And 533, and we will continue beginning of the Raise and Initiation webinar commentary number 54, starting with page 533. Well, you know, we human beings, we don't have the full representation on the lower planes of that which transpires on the higher, but we have good hints. And if we're interested, we can extend our reasoning and intuitive understanding into those higher possibilities and see what may lie ahead. Okay, friends, we will resume with this, number 54 it is. We will resume with this at the next opportunity. And meanwhile, thank you for studying along with me, pondering along with me, and I guess listening to a lot of words, but hopefully they will present a certain context and certain associations which can bring light if brought into association with what is here presented by Master DK. So we'll see you shortly for number 54.